From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama and other federal officials spoke at a memorial service in Tucson for the victims of Saturday's shooting. As NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, the president returned to his often repeated theme of rising above petty politics.
The speakers here included the Attorney General, the Secretary of Homeland Security, Arizona's governor, and the intern who rushed to the side of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords after she was shot. President Obama ended the lineup of speakers with a call for Americans to honor the shooting victims through their own lives and actions.
If this tragedy prompts reflection and debate, as it should, let's make sure it's worthy of those we have lost. Let's make sure it's not on the usual plane of politics and point scoring and pettiness that drifts away in the next news cycle.
The 14,000-person arena was full, with an estimated 13,000 more watching a live feed from the football field nearby. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, traveling with the president in Tucson, Arizona.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is lashing out at those who blame the Arizona shootings on political rhetoric.
Acts of monstrous criminality stand on their own. They begin and end with the criminals who commit them, not collectively with all the citizens of a state. Not with those who listen to talk radio, not with maps of swing districts used by both sides of the aisle, not with law-abiding citizens who respectfully exercise their First Amendment rights at campaign rallies.
In a video posted on her Facebook page, Palin said her critics who draw links between her comments and the Tucson shootings are committing what she called blood libel. Oil is again flowing down the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, which carries over 10% of the nation's crude. The pipeline was closed for 3 days because of a leak, but Dan Bross of member station KUAC in Fairbanks says the repair work isn't finished.
Pipeline operators began pumping oil again because of concern about the 800-mile line freezing up. Meanwhile, a smaller pipe that feeds the main line at the Prudhoe Bay oil field continues to leak. Environmental Protection Agency spokesman Mark McIntyre says response crews are picking up the escaping oil to enable the pipeline to operate.
We realize that there is a risk. We also realize that the pipeline is critically important to energy security of the country.
The plan is to operate as is until a bypass line is ready. The problem pipe is encased in concrete, so it's unclear what's wrong. But corrosion has been a major problem at Prudhoe Bay, resulting in several spills at the aging BP-operated oil field. For NPR News, I'm Dan Bross in Fairbanks, Alaska.
This is NPR. Lebanon's unity government collapsed Wednesday while Prime Minister Saad Hariri was meeting with President Obama at the White House. Barry Schwad is in Washington.
Hariri left immediately for Paris to consult with President Nicolas Sarkozy while the White House accused a coalition led by the Lebanese group Hezbollah of trying to bring down the Lebanese government. Hariri's father, Rafik Hariri, then Lebanon's prime minister, was assassinated nearly 6 years ago. A UN-backed tribunal is preparing an indictment that is expected to implicate Hezbollah. The White House praised Saad Hariri as a steadfast leader seeking peace, stability, and consensus. Sectarian tensions of royal Lebanon for years and widespread violence could erupt again. For NPR News, I'm Barry Schwied in Washington.
Haitian earthquake survivors have been remembering those who died in the devastating quake that destroyed much of their nation a year ago. Many of them dressed in white, those gathered in the capital sang hymns as they made their way through lingering debris. The Haitian government estimates that nearly 250,000 people were killed by the quake and over 1 million were left homeless. One man in a crowd at a Catholic cathedral in Port-au-Prince said his wife and two children are still too traumatized to go back to the capital. He said life may have been bad in Haiti before the quake, but he says it got worse. U.S. stocks rallied following a Fed report showing the nation's banks are becoming stronger. The Dow added 83 points to close at 11,755. The Nasdaq gained 20 points, and the S&P 500 was up 11. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.
Support for